Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on this sunny Sunday, November 2nd, 2025. Welcome to this week's edition of Weekly Finance News Wrap presented by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business loan finance. Today, we're going to dive into the world of the Australian transport sector and see where things stand and where they might be headed. In recent industry news, Insure Group, a leading player in the insurance market, is witnessing remarkable growth in truck insurance uptake. This is quite interesting, considering the overall struggle in the transport sector that has most recently affected Transtar Linehaul. Unfortunately, Transtar has entered administration, leading to a massive auction of its $6 million fleet. Started in 2006 as a pioneer linehaul service provider for logistics titans such as StarTrack, Couriers Please, and Aramex, this turn of events illustrates the problematic environment faced by many operators. The auction will provide an opportunity for smaller organizations to upgrade their fleet economically. The ripple from this event could be felt beyond just themselves. It follows the closures of Don Watson Group and XL Express, a signal that rising fuel costs and regulatory changes pose substantial challenges to organizations across the industry. That being said, let's turn to a silver lining in the gloomy cloud. The Australian truck market has begun to show recovery indications in the third quarter of 2025. The Truck Industry Council reports that despite an 11.8% decline in year-to-date sales, 33,727 heavy vehicles were sold by the end of September, making it the third best year on record. Like a yo-yo, the different segments of the truck market had their ups and downs. Heavy-duty trucks underwent the steepest fall. Medium-duty trucks saw a significant decrease as well. Though registering a marginal gain, it was the light-duty trucks that were the strongest performers. Light-duty vans experienced a substantial dip, but not without a strong Q3 result on the books. The latest numbers call for cautious optimism. Stakeholders would do well to keep the market's general trend in mind and keep an eye, or perhaps two, on the upcoming road ahead. That wraps up our industry insights for this week. Thanks for staying tuned to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. For more information, do explore our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. In an evolving financial landscape, keep informed, keep anticipating, and most importantly, keep thriving. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, signing off until next week.